Also tomorrow, President Obama will sign the repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell. And that's just a week after signing into law a deal extending unemployment benefits and the Bush-era tax cuts. As NPR's national political correspondent Mara Liasson reports, this lame duck session of Congress has been anything but lame for Mr. Obama.
For a president who had a lousy fall, the winter hasn't been too bad at all.
If he's reelected in 2012, people will date this comeback to December 6th when the tax deal was announced.
That's the influential conservative columnist Charles Krauthammer, who thinks President Obama got the better end of the deal in the negotiations with Republicans to extend the Bush tax cuts. First of all, says Krauthammer, the deal helped make Mr. Obama a player again.
The words compromise, bipartisanship were thrown around in characterizing it, which is exactly how he needed to be characterized. And it is a major, major stimulus. Obama got it handed to him on a platter by the Republicans.
And to the extent he angered his own base in the process, by the end of last week, the president had racked up another win that should help heal that rift.
Don't Ask, Don't Tell, which had been written off as probably dead, and he just got it. So he appeases the base. He re-centers himself as a centrist. I'd say for a guy who got shellacked in November and had no cards, that's a pretty good showing.
Progressive strategist Mike Lux is thrilled with the Don't Ask, Don't Tell bill, but he's still sour about the president's tax deal with the Republicans. Lux is unimpressed with the president's end-of-year performance and describes Mr. Obama as limping over the finish line.
He didn't look good, in my view, coming out of the compromise with the Republicans. It looks like they won rather than he did. So I think that he's still looking weak at the end of the year.
But Democratic pollster Jeff Garin thinks Mr. Obama accomplished something bigger than just passing bills or making deals.
These past few weeks have been one of the strongest periods of his presidency, not just in terms of what he's been able to accomplish legislatively, but really filling the role as president. It takes a couple of years to figure out what it means to be president, and Barack Obama's learned a lot from the experiences and from the election, and he's really stepping up into the role of being a national leader.
Here's President Obama as he signed the popular tax cut bill on Friday, reveling in a role he had inhabited as a candidate but had seen slip away in his first 2 years as president.
The final product proves when we can put aside the partisanship and the political games, when we can put aside what's good for some of us in favor of what's good for all of us, we can get a lot done.
According to Garin, the tax deal lets independent voters see the president once again as the post-partisan bridge builder they voted for in 2008. Winning back independence is the holy grail for the White House right now. But the big question is whether the tax deal was a one-off compromise or a model Mr. Obama can follow next year. For different reasons, conservatives like Krauthammer and liberals like Lux worry about Mr. Obama moving to the center. But former Bush White House aide Pete Wehner thinks the president won't be able to move to the center, even if he wants to.
Obviously, in the State of the Union address, he's going to put forward proposals that are going to try and win back people in the center. I just think that his room for maneuvering is constrained because of his health care proposal.
Wehner thinks the health law, the signature accomplishment of the president's first 2 years, is an albatross. As premiums continue to go up and the deficit only gets bigger, Mr. Obama's bill will be blamed.
Obamacare is now the law of the land. It embodies the liberal activist streak that a lot of the public didn't like about Barack Obama. He is going to go to the mat to try and prevent any reforms of health care, and I think in the end that's going to hurt him.
The president will put up a big fight against what's expected to be an all-out attempt by Republicans to repeal or defund the law, but at the same time he'll look for ways to compromise with the GOP on other issues. How he pulls off that balancing act, finding common ground in some places, standing his ground in others, will be the great tension of the Obama presidency in 2011. Mara Liasson, NPR News, Washington.